Sure. Okay.
My cat can tell.
So what is it?
It's the same guy. My cat has some sort of true sight skill
elsewhere.
I don't think that's that good with true sight. Change 50.
Well, he said it was shape change, not a vision, so true sight.
True sight would be able to see through that.
Oh, would it?
See
through mystical slash mental concealment.
You've been in the other dimension, trying to find a way back.
Eventually, she'd notice.
No, you were only there in a few years. Mm-hmm. A few years. Your time.
140 years, man. Look around you.
I'm always like that. Weird stuff in your different dimensions.
Actually, got
it. Yeah.
Actually,
that's true. You're just the same handsome soul as you are.
Yep.
Time is absolute. Yeah.
He's a latch.
I'm just a smart now, too. I'm not dumb anymore.
It's been a while.
Yeah, after a few weeks. I'm smarter.
Had to sharpen your brains up a little bit.
Yeah,
right.
That's dull. You let yourself get dull.
You can take more set AC preparation and that's exciting.
Okay. We'll see. There's a chip there. Where did that come from?
Her face.
So, the beacon, one of you called after. I think it's what you said last time.
The beacon?
Yeah.
Did you say a doctor?
Actor.
Oh, yeah. Actor.
Actor.
Not doctor. Actor.
That's right.
Actor.
That's a lot of vinegar. Mm-hmm. Like I said, actually it tastes like vinegar.
So you went to like a casting call type thing.
Cool.
Now you get to rule the scene. Kind of
I want
to
play Tad Thatcher on Bold and Beautiful.
Go ahead and roll.
Yeah.
So.
I'm 85.
Huh?
85?
85.
I don't know.
How much older?
How do I?
Hospital. So 2d10 plus your acting skill times 2. Which I think is 5.
My acting is 7.
7. So 14.
Plus 2d10.
Plus your 2d10.
I rolled 11. So
25. Which I was going to
where's
say.
Where's all the extra dice?
Okay, so you get a minor part in a...
Classic.
Silent, Dead, Secret, and Deadly. Which is a James Bond type movie.
Alright. Oh. Did I play a villain? Or a good guy?
You play like a villainous sidekick.
Wow.
That's a pretty good part.
Number 2?
Yeah.
Like look at this. Number 2. Number 4.
It's like a Seth Green girl.
Yeah.
Odd job. Pussy galore.
Yeah. I mean, it's more, like the...
Wait, she wasn't a villain.
A lot of vagina.
You like the kid tough, you know, because, you know, you got power.
Like I
said, you are a superhero. You're the point of
pussy galore.
Your superhero personality.
Wait, was she? Did she have to get
time? Who? Pussy galore?
They all get time.
No way, he can't do that. Can't turn some of that way. Okay, so we start off in. Let's see.
Staff meeting.
Nah.
No staff meeting? The one time that people are here, there's no staff meeting.
I have to read the minutes from last week.
Unless you guys want to discuss anything important. So the headquarters.
Is that our
five
characters? Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. I wonder if there aren't any.
In 1985 now, Island City is actually funding your superhero group.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
And they've gotten you a top 2 stories of a high-rise.
Oh, excellent. Like the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Also, you know, windows.
Helicopter
pad? Very nice place. It's kind of helicopter. Well, actually, no, it's got like a pool and a garden and trees and stuff.
Oh, that's amazing.
So really, no room for a helicopter.
There are different ones you want.
The pool is more important, right?
The pool is more important.
And the jacuzzi.
And the only renovations are there's like a new surveillance system. school security system. It doesn't work very good.
Yeah, baby. What
happened to those? And Peter Pan turned a broom closet into an
armory.
Well, more than a broom closet. He turned one of the rooms into an armory.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he reinforce the walls with steel or something?
Yeah. So it's steel lined.
Why is it an armory in quotes? Is this where, like, he goes to do his little private business or something?
Yeah, he keeps taking guns away from bad guys and throwing them in there.
Yeah. That's where he takes all his weapons. He's capturing. He takes the people.
So I think there's a bunch of, like, six attack ray guns in there or something.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
They're not very good.
You got 20 people shooting at you there. Ah, I'm with you, man.
Well, he's going to start doing an army.
Yeah, I think so.
Depending on
he's
going to
start arming the Lost Boys.
It's a weakness.
Damn right.
What? So, unless you guys want to do something...
Technology.
beforehand.
It's a sign of weakness.
Pretty much.
Unless it's good technology. It's a sign
technology
of
is bad.
So how big
just
is
in
this
general
headquarters?
Technology is neither good or bad.
So stories, each story would be, I don't know, like 100 by 100.
Do we have rooms?
Yes.
Yeah. Web quarters?
If you want.
Do you live there?
You can.
I'll just sleep up in the garden.
I have a house, right?
What year
you have a house, who you want?
I moved into the new base.
And I make $80,000 a year.
In $1985 at this point, yes.
Yes. That's a nice house in the suburbs.
Not Hawaii, though, so...
That's your movie career, man. Taking off. Now that you've done it apart. Significant role.
Well, so do we all live in here, or do we all live in our own places?
I live in the garden up on the roof.
By the pool.
Uh-huh. I got my own place. I was living. I was living. Here.
Well,
we all have a room there. We have to go there.
Yeah.
A room here is adequate for my needs.
Yeah, your old office got taken over by someone else.
In only the 140 years? It's weird. They would keep it open.
Actually, I think Penn probably is over.
Why is it 1985 if it's been 140 years?
Well, 2085.
Okay.
But it... seems like it's 1985.
There was a little mini Holocaust that sort of disrupted things.
So it seems like, for everything, it's 1985.
Even though it's really...
Yeah.
Alright, so I want to... So I guess I'm going to live here then.
Sure.
Who's...
Got your little bachelor pad.
Exactly.
Secret elevator.
Secret elevator. Oh, the secret...
You can show the girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me go out to play. Ooh, look at my Nintendo system. How old are you? I keep picturing you like 17.
I don't know. Does it say?
No.
Oh.
No, let's make him look again anyway.
Doesn't say that.
No, really, how old are you, Dave? If you don't choose, you end up being as old as everyone else decides you are. So
how old is everyone else?
I'm
100 and then... Most everybody else is...
Like 70?
I'm like 16.
Yeah. Most everybody else is like 20s.
I'm an
other than
old spirit.
Okay.
Other than Donald.
Alright, I'll be 25.
I think I'll be like 35 or 40.
Okay.
That's how old Harrison Ford was when he did Indiana Jones, right?
That's your prime.
Indiana Jones. Probably 35.
I thought he was younger.
Was he?
Isn't he like 50 now or something?
Yeah, he's only like 50.
60 now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he like 25 or something?
No.
30?
Probably 30.
Let's see, he's 60 now. He was 25 when he did Indiana Jones. Ergo, he did it in 1968.
Long post-production.
Well, the question is, in between which Star Wars movies did he do it? He did it after Star Wars. Did he do it after Empire Strikes Back?
No,
or
before Empire Strikes Back.
So,
it
was
after Empire.
So I thought it was in between.
Between Empire
early
and 80s. Jedi.
Well, didn't they just...
So, about 82...
Indiana Jones box set that just came out, was that a 25-year anniversary thing?
No.
No? It was just George Lucas finally got off his ass.
I think so.
No. So I think you got right. I think he was somewhere between 35 when he did it. It not having been produced in 1968, that I remember.
Yeah.
So Star Wars was 77, Empire was 80.
And Return was 83.
And I saw Indiana Jones at a
drive-in,
so
which
did
is
I.
another historical fact. That means drive-in.
58.
I think you're right. Harrison Ford actually did it when he was 12.
I'm pretty sure.
I thought Indiana Jones, came
Indiana
after
Jones
the
was 84.
Yeah, after
I can guarantee it.
84.
It was after the
Star Wars. I just the last day of school in high school to go wait in line for it.
There we go.
Yeah, I know exactly. I'm sure.
The first Indiana Jones or
first
Raiders of the Lost Ark?
What?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No, that can't be right.
Oh, well, I think
that was
84.
Return of the Jedi here in the States and watch Raiders in Taiwan.
Oh, there's another historical fact.
Yeah. So
someone's gonna have to go IMDb-ing soon.
Gotta be. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that
bus
down here. This is
84 sounded right to me, however, but 82 is another possibility.
I was in high school. It was I just the last day of the school year. I do not remember 100% for sure which year.
I think it was 82.
It had to be, since 81 I was at a different high school, it had to be 82, 83, or 84.
I'd go with 82. The year before.
And it had to be last day of school. So it had to be January, March, April, May. It had to be like
May, June.
June.
Sounds about right.
Weirdos.
Yeah.
I think I was.
I'd be up just narrowing it down to, you know, early 84.
If I can remember who I went to see it with, I'd know which year.
Oh.
I saw it in a double feature with something else.
So no, I did the drive-in. I don't remember what I saw it with.
I know what I saw it with. It was Midnight Cowboy, maybe?
Cowboy.
Yeah, that one clearly was not current. It was the second feature. And we had shitty sound.
Oh, well, yeah, it was drive-in.
Yeah. I've only ever seen one country driving once. Saw Superman and then Capricorn one after that.
Yeah, you should go to the drive-in all the time. Because my parents could just throw the whole mob of us in the car and pay one price.
Oh.
Yep, there were stages of drive-in pricing. There was per vehicle, and then there was per wheel, and then there was per person staying in the car.
Per wheel, huh?
Well, yeah, so that the if someone was bringing a big car in, the judge won.
Per axle.
Yeah, per axle.
Truck.
I wonder if that means motorcycles were free. Or do they actually have axles? No, they just have wheels. Might have been they just charged more for vans.
We're seeing a bunch of James Bond movies.
Vans have the same number of wheels.
I know. It might just be that they charged more for vans.
And pickups. Alright, so pick out an audition.
Right, so you got the part. So, the adventure starts, and
I try to let them know that I can also play music, so they can work that in. Have a cross-selling opportunity.
You got skills?
I got mad
skills.
You know, like, who's that working class dog guy who used to be in...
Working class...
Working Class Dog was the name of his album. Rick Springfield. He was a soap opera star and he played music. I point that out because it's before 1985, so you know about it.
I'm just like Rick.
Exactly. I could be the next Rick Springfield, baby, I say. I can shave my chest hair so women aren't threatened.
It's before David Hasselhoff, right?
Yeah.
85.
Is it?
No. Before
Knight Riders.
His albums didn't go crazy.
Well, I know I used to watch Knight Rider at my dad's apartment before he bought his house.
No, I know Knight Rider was on in the mid-80s.
Yeah, but and Baywatch is too late.
Yeah,
and that's when he started.
Baywatch is later.
In Germany.
Shatner?
Lorne Green. Lorne Green thing.
Did he?
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, he sang a song called Ringo.
about his favorite Beatle.
Hmm. All right.
Lots of modern examples that you can't use, but none of them are very encouraging.
For soap opera people singing?
I was just thinking general stars, general TV people.
TV people or just...
TV people. Brent Spiner.
He sings.
Yeah, he has an album called Old Yellow Eyes. James Marsters. The guy who plays Lindsay on Angel, I can't remember his name.
Apparently, all you need to do to make an album is be on TV.
Yeah, he was good in that episode they had him singing. Right before his hand cut off, no longer allowing him to play the guitar.
Okay, so there is... So they're shooting one of the scenes. So they've been shooting the movie. And I don't know if you would actually be there. Oh, actually, you're supposed to be there because they're going to shoot your scene later. So I don't know if, you know, any detail of people will be there. I don't know how close you are.
Only if there are animals involved in the shooting and someone's got to make sure they aren't being abused.
Oh. Unless they deserve to be abused because they're weak.
Well, who cares? They're just puppets. Well, you got to give them a chance to, you know, break free. If they don't, then they...
Well, I don't know. If some sort of fabulous Bond girl is there or something, and they want to come watch her, it's fine.
True.
I mean, I'll tell them.
All right. No, wait, I'm married.
Did you get your wife back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she just walked back.
Yeah, she just walked back.
Great odd.
Didn't tell you what happened?
She claims Wonder Judge just released her.
She said she, you know, got away. Somehow.
I'll go. Might be interesting to see how movies are made.
I don't question her. It's better not to. Especially not Bobby.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's gone.
Yeah, after 150 years, you know.
Hey, tell her.
She's gone to yourself.
Funny if you use another bonus. No, I don't.
Hinting.
Thank
new
you,
addition
Rob.
To the house would be nice. If only I could afford it.
Oh, well.
So that
sounds like Donald is there.
Okay.
I'll bring my acoustic guitar and just play around the set, you know.
Okay.
You have like long hippie hair or something?
No.
Okay.
Green cut. See, you can see you
back. Rick Springfield, man. All
right, so they're doing a stunt where the star. That really is good. Hmm. Yeah, so Brandon Bond is rappelling up a skyscraper, and then there are guys chasing after him also. Oh, up or down, one or the other.
Rappelling's usually down, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Otherwise it's climbing?
Yeah.
Yeah, one or the other. I think it's supposed to be going up.
Okay. They're not doing the Batman thing where they're just walking.
I'm like Three Musketeers.
To turn the camera on its side.
What?
Why are you holding the case up? Why are you holding the case up?
So you're watching, you know, there's a big crowd of people.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, you got your little ring of fans.
Who's
playing
him?
Guitar
too. Okay.
Because he's in the movie now. It's the star, man.
Wow, they're all groupies, aren't they?
Yeah.
This is all weird.
Young boys and girls, which are only ones. It's for picking.
Pick everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
8 to 18. Wow.
That's kind of creepy.
It is kind
of
creepy.
Not
at 85. 8 to 88.
No, that's why. I mean, who knows?
Since Kevin was 14 and 85, therefore it was a creepy little 14-year-old.
Huh. All right.
Okay, so you're watching this, you know, we go in action, people climbing up.
Okay.
It's next to the sea, as everywhere in Island City is almost. And suddenly... someone yells out, and they point to the ocean. And rising out of the ocean is a giant...
Mecha?
Wait!
It's a giant gorilla.
Is it a gorilla or a giant gorilla?
It's a giant gorilla.
King Kong?
So it's a King Kong type of thing.
Gorilla Grodd putting on some weight.
Is he walking?
Does our headquarters have any sort of like connection to the mayor? Little red line, bat phone, or anything?
Nope, nothing.
No, it's good.
Or
it's good.
Justice League supercomputer?
I believe we have a table lamp that blinks whenever he needs help.
I thought it was just because the power city grid was failing.
Let's see. No, I think we went out next day.
I believe the correct line is...
What happened yesterday?
That's the second biggest monkey I've ever seen.
So, it walks, you know, it walks out of the sea, grabs like an armored car and throws it into the ocean. And then it keeps walking towards...
Alright,
towards the crowd.
I go fly over to the monkey.
I'm gonna call...
The gorilla!
Whatever.
And it's... You know, it's big, ponderous footsteps shake the ground.
Okay.
And, like, all the stuntmen are, you know,
I yell
on their, on the
for
rope.
The kids to run.
Run,
oh.
Kids!
Run, kids!
Well, first I'll go grab the stuntmen.
So,
yeah.
So there's a crowd that starts panicking. There, you know, the director's going, I didn't order this.
Right.
And, the producer is going, that's not in the budget.
That's way over budget.
Oh, yeah, keep filming. I'll shout to the cameraman to film it.
So, let's see.
Yeah, well, they make movies nowadays, Wayne. They can just watch the news. It's much more exciting.
Yes, exactly. Step one, save the innocents.
Okay, so it's just you two? So you can both make initiative rolls.
Call us.
My initiative blows.
That's one. Eliminate the giant.
Some of us can get there really quick.
True.
Some of us can get there quicker than others.
I'll be up there about the time that all
over. Yeah, it'll be over pretty quick.
Yeah, I figure. And it's over.
How did that go?
No, there's none of that.
It's a big girl.
It's Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Suddenly a guy comes running up the beach, jumping barrels as he goes.
I'm going to say, what's your initiative?
59.
And Deacons? Okay. So there's the crowd, there's the six stuntmen.
Six stuntmen?
Then there's the gorilla approaching.
Okay.
So what do you want to do?
Can I get all six stuntmen down off their ropes onto the ground?
Yeah, I can try.
Okay.
So
well,
that's
how hard is it going to
five.
Be?
All six about 50-50. It's all right.
There has to be some sacrifices.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they never learn.
All right. They should have little mattresses to fall onto or something. Let go of the rope.
I always love statements that start with "they should" instead of "do they."
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll. So you fly up to them and try to scoop them all up.
15.
No. Oh, well. Okay, you should do roll high enough. So you scoop them all up. Now you have a bunch of people clinging onto you. Inappropriately.
Watch that hand!
Ooh, excuse me.
Yeah, I dropped that guy.
So now the beacon's turn. So you told your little fans to, run over there.
If you actually are a Japanese anime character, all the cameras are shooting from below you at this point. Yes.
Do you have a little schoolgirl uniform?
How much are you?
Yes, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Just checking. That's frightening.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
We have Wu to thank for that.
Hey,
thanks,
Wu. You gave me the description.
Sure. Which one of you three I'm more worried about?
Who's so
the third?
You're worried about me.
So,
okay.
I want to send my fans away.
Alright, so they start scurrying over
and
somewhere safe where they can watch you.
Have the cameraman keep rolling.
Alright.
And
keeping cool, he said.
And
roll,
then
roll and take this.
I'll call, and then I'll call these other bozos.
Oh, can I speechify while I'm flying around too?
Sure.
Can I tell the director to, you know, start directing traffic to get people out of the way?
Okay.
You are a director, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
This is how Dave upstaged the main villain, became the star of the film, and began his film career.
Okay. Director looks a little panicked, but he tries, so he needs a little while to collect himself.
Okay.
So what are you doing? So you shush out your crowd, telephone crew filmed the robot?
You didn't say it was a robot.
Yes,
they did.
The giant gorilla. The giant gorilla.
And you wonder how we figure out this plot so easily sometimes.
Well, I'd like to do as many of these things as I can.
Okay.
Shoo the kids away.
Right.
Call these bozos.
Which bozos? The phone crew?
No, these guys. Tell them to keep rolling the film and fight the robot.
It's a robot?
American
priorities.
Okay. I'll let you do everything but fight the robot.
Alright. Can I fly up to the robot?
No.
Alright.
Let him. Then the robot can squat him out of the air like a fly.
Alright.
I believe it was.
Okay.
Sure, I like that image. Alright, see you.
So yeah, I got
place everybody in the car. Right? Headquarters. Where everybody's lodging around. Watching the high definition plasma TV or whatever.
1985 high definition plasma TV.
We have advanced technology.
It is slightly more advanced than usual. Actually, it's probably just projection TV. It slides down out of the wall.
We have 1987 top technology today.
Woohoo! Experimental 1987. We'll come into the market for another 5 years at least.
So crappy and expensive.
Yeah, but you're not paying for it. The city provides funds for most things, for all the useless stuff.
So you're saying the taxpayers are paying for our unnecessary luxuries?
Yes.
As government should work.
Okay, so you actually this is supposed to be the Titano, the gorilla, who is more like a movie. Apparently.
Oh, it's a movie gorilla?
It's a movie gorilla.
Well, we've got kryptonite I-beams.
Well, I don't know crap about pop culture.
Titano?
But you recognize him.
I'm not from around here.
You saw that film.
You saw that film when you were a kid. Okay, so it tries to hit you.
Huh. Do I have the ability to suck power out of a robot?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's it doesn't say anything. So it tries to hit you, but it misses. You're flying around. Going,
big robot.
Growl, I say. Growl.
But it's a big gorilla.
You know
that wasn't a big
robot.
Could be working together.
True.
But it could be in controlling it, like
Jan. Dr. Humanite was a huge white ape that had the brain
of
the Dr. Humanite transplanted into it.
Right, but he always built a big robot.
Yeah, last thing is actually more into building big mecha robots.
It was still a human then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like. It's something like in the last one where he was grievously injured.
And then he takes over a film star's body.
Or something or another.
Yeah.
Maybe he reanimated your dead body.
Could happen.
That'd be cool. Then there'd be two John Gilmores walking around.
Except one would be kind of, you know, rotting. And
do these people know I'm actually
the other
body?
No.
Not even my cat?
No.
We'll figure it out, though.
Deep down, I know you're
dead. I don't trust you. Sure you're dead. And you were the big
okay,
unit villain.
So, next round.
I am right.
You're holding a bunch of people flying. What, do you want to come down somewhere?
Put them down somewhere safe.
Lots of tall buildings, there's a highway, there's like
a giant ape volunteering to hold them for you.
Yeah, there's a giant ape you can put them on.
No. Park sounds good.
Okay, so you put them down in the park, and then you fly over
and
the
I
ape?
Fly over the robot. I make sure the director is actually
the crowds
getting
are starting
people.
To run around, mostly away from the robot, luckily.
Okay. If there's any people standing there going, I'll try to get them out of the way.
There's other people standing there. Like,
yeah. There's going to be some amount of the crowd. Shot. And little kids right. Going, ooh, Titanic!
Alright, fly over the robot. Stop the robot before it gets
to the
ground.
Kids to get it.
Stop calling it a robot, it's a giant ape!
Sorry, giant monkey. Go back to the ocean where you came from, giant monkey!
No, but it looks like...
It's a giant ape that's moving
like it does look like, you know, like the King Kong.
Okay. I don't know why you would be living in the ocean because you're a giant monkey, but...
Maybe the
ape! He's an ape!
Sea monkey.
Oh.
Attack of the brain shrimp.
So, Beacon, what do you want to do?
Didn't he also...
I put the guys down so I don't get to attack him.
He also, called us last round, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to...
What do you say?
What's your super speed, like 12?
Just get over here.
So what are three actions normally?
Normally you get one attack, and then a move, if you want to move, and then the last one you usually save for...
Dodges.
For dodging.
All right, so I want to... Suck his monkey strength.
All right.
Is that what you call it?
Wrong way, call it whatever. Sucking his monkey vigor. And then I want to dodge with my flight.
Okay, you don't have to clear a defense. You can just save it and then.
Okay.
So.
And the rest of us can move too, right?
After he goes, you guys can go.
Okay.
So. Try to shoot him with your great power drain thing. Go ahead and make a roll. So after you shoot, you find out he has got a dex of 6.
7.
So you hit him. After you shoot, you also know he's got a defense of 31.
Holy crap.
And a dex of 6.
What's a defense of 31 mean?
It means you're not...
From everyone's reaction, I say that means it's impressive.
Okay, so you hit... And you did 15 minus 31, which is negative 16 damage. So you would have needed to roll 27 to do 0 points.
So he gave him 16 points of strength?
No.
Since he's attacking his strength, that means he's got a 31 strength?
Oh, actually...
Or 31 body.
31 body. You still have to hit. You're still going off of Duck's body.
Okay.
And then any RIPs,
okay.
You go off, of, you take
he's
off.
He's going to be really hard to hurt.
No.
Really?
That's why you have other heroes.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, monster.
So for everybody else,
I'm sure they can handle it.
Well, Trent, what did Dave say?
Was
he like,
Dave?
Get down here quick, giant
I
monkey?
Said, there's a giant monkey attacking the movie set. On whatever.
I could have sworn.
Dave, we thought it was a spy movie.
On whatever, Kamehameha Avenue. Get here quick.
Get here quick. Get your scene. I suppose we're all showing time.
So it is. Yeah. Playing your with your Atari.
Atari 2600. Oh, that was earlier than that.
2800.
Like 5200. Or failed.
Super Nintendo.
Sony 800. Atari 800 Star Raiders.
Who can get there quickly?
Me.
It is.
I can grab two of you, too.
I can get there quickly, also.
Yeah, it's like 7 miles. So.
7 miles?
So pretty much anybody with a speed 12 with his YouTube can get there in one phase.
Okay, I want to grab those two. One under each arm. And take off.
Do you guys do anything about this?
Actually, you can. Can you carry him too? Are you strong enough?
Yeah.
Oh, you take one of them. I can do all the work.
Okay. Who wants to fly and who wants to ride?
You have a choice.
No, they don't. I grab Eric.
Oh. Damn it. Not the cat again.
Cat throws you over shoulder.
I guess we're flying.
Yes, fly me, rat. It would be like old times.
Just like old
That's really
time.
Disturbing.
Just like old times. We waste around, but it doesn't
What are these old times of which you speak?
How old are these times?
Yeah, let's wait till these two take off. Then we...
won't be very long.
Crazy thing.
You'll hardly have time to think about it.
Within your witty quip would be the appropriately Indiana Jones thing to do.
Yeah.
Go ahead, witty quip.
Come on. I think I'll just gag it, you know.
How about, I thought it smelled bad on the inside.
I thought I saw a footy cat.
That's not witty, so it is a quip.
I thought it was called the Pony Express.
That's very good.
Yeah. Robot choices hit both of you.
Or how about this is a
deck you guys are playing around. Deck six, he's gonna have problems. Except I have a feeling it'll hurt a whole lot. Sure, he does. But he misses. He slaps at you ineffectively. So he keeps moving forward.
Okay.
I want to look for some sort of weak spot on the monkey.
I don't know how tough he is.
Are there electric wires anywhere nearby?
Nope.
Okay. Do I have an idea of what his dex is because he attacked me?
Yes. You know his attack was 6.
Okay.
Strength is 40, so if he hits.
I don't know what his strength is because you didn't feel it yet. But.
Does he look weak?
Well,
I saw that you zapped him and nothing happened, so that gives me an indication.
Did you think of armored truck and throw it in the ocean?
Yeah.
So that would be pretty strong to do that, right?
That's true.
At least
well,
eight.
I can do that.
Well, I feel like an armored truck.
I can throw it far.
How heavy is an army truck? How heavy is an
armored truck?
7.
7?
With one hand?
You can do it.
Okay, I can throw an armored truck.
Well, it's probably more like 8. Yeah.
8? Okay.
7 car?
7's like elephant, which is... Yeah, 6 is car. But it's an armored truck.
Okay.
So, 7's an elephant? So I can
seven
throw...
8's like a 7 truck.
So it's a...
Like
you could throw it 4 APs.
I could throw it 4 APs, which is not
12.
Very far.
Yeah. He threw it farther.
How far is 4 APs?
Right?
4 APs is 150 feet. All right, so I could throw that truck 150 feet. And he threw it like a couple miles. Crap.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
I want to
flying around.
Critical attack.
Oh, let's see. -4 +6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I want to save a dodge, because I have a feeling that it really hurt.
Okay, so you need a 7 to hit.
That's a devastating attack.
Anybody else get sick this last week?
No.
No.
Like I said, Barb.
Just sore from basketball.
Barb had a cold, that was it.
So I don't think
I'm
drinking the contagious
here. -4 +6, not -8 +12.
So if we're sick next week.
Oh, okay. Right.
I think it's...
Because this takes...
This is
takes
2 actions.
To
be I made the mistake
after.
Of looking
and we're not using,
we're not using that table.
So this takes 2 two of your actions, this takes 3 of your actions.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Wait, take this, you big monkey.
7 and a half.
6.
You didn't even hit it. Apparently it spins around and you go right past it.
It's a spring and a man.
That's embarrassing.
Little girl can't hit the robot. Or a girl. What do you want to do?
Is there like an analyzed weakness or something like that?
You can make a perception roll.
What the hell's perception?
Int plus your will, I think.
Int plus will plus 2d10.
Yeah, plus 2d10.
You can take it out with one shot.
Alright, so I'm going to shoot it and perceive. Can I have that be my 2 actions?
Sure.
All right, so I'm going to do whatever, super shot, which Donald just did.
I'll take one extra action.
Okay, so then I couldn't defend?
Right. It would attack you.
Which it probably
which it
will.
Did last time, so.
It's true.
All right, I'll just shoot it.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
8. I hit it.
You hit it and bounce it off. Let's see, and then make a perception roll. What did he know?
17.
Okay. It's, okay. Well, 17's pretty good. So you can see that it's got, like,
got one leg.
Like, camera for eyes.
Wait a minute.
So you can blind it?
Well.
Or it's a remote control.
It's a remote control. Or whoever's inside is using the camera. Whichever it is, it doesn't have great vision because it's...
Do we have anything that jams remote controls?
Yeah, the old wristwatch we have.
Yeah, alright. We used to.
If it failed. So it wasn't like...
Well, so is there an antenna?
Not that you can see.
It's very nefer.
Internal. Very nefer. So right. Meanwhile, the rest of you...
Did you guys show up?
Showed up at the end of the last...
I think we
showed
up around late.
So... you guys can show up around late.
Oh, okay. Just like old times?
Just like old times.
You're
similar as we expected, given both of our changes.
All right, you show up around later.
Something's
chatting about it.
Something is going to change.
Okay, so
right.
You too.
Fly, Rad.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
I want
So it's a giant gorilla.
Do a giant gorilla. But does it look like a real gorilla?
Not really.
Okay. You can ask to be tossed up or something.
But I'll get the gorilla, please.
Well, let's see how tough the gorilla is.
Okay, so you run up to it and try to hit it?
Yeah, I will also, like Coom, do a critical attack.
Okay.
Critical blow.
So you run up to it and then do a critical blow. So, that's a false fall, so you still need a 7 to hit it. And then you will do negative 13 damage at that point.
Negative 13, that's not bad.
Yeah.
So you need to roll a 21 to hurt it.
You need to roll doubles.
Nope.
Okay.
16.
So you hit it a solid blow, but it's got, you know, steel body.
Clang.
Damn.
Hey, wait a minute.
I used to be able to cut through steel.
Really should go clang. This thing's a lot tougher than steel.
Apparently.
It is.
Promethium.
Adamantium.
Tougher than that, too.
Eog. Eog.
Aluminium.
Eog.
Yeah. You look.
With that.
Strangely.
This is where you run from the boulder.
Oh, yeah. Let me try to climb it.
Okay.
I use my whip as the trellis.
Okay, go ahead and make a roll.
Climb the monkey.
The monkey's got a person on his back.
Okay, so you guys are with...
Hey, monkey, if there was Indiana Jones on your back, would you beat him off?
The monkey fights the building, and Indy fights the monkey.
Yeah. So you wrap your rope around, like, hand, swing around up to his backside.
Yep.
So now you're swinging on his backside.
Yeah,
sure.
More up to the foot right now.
Okay, so... The gorilla has 4 people to attack. It tries to hit you all.
Wow.
Not very bright.
Oh, actually, you're behind it. So, no, can't hit you. 3 of you. Hey, you never know. I can always roll high. A 6? And a 6. Good. Mm, 19. I think he's still... I mean, you were dodging, so you missed everybody. Let me make sure.
If he misses everyone with a 19, we're fairly safe. 5,
16.
Although he was trying to attack 3 of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, when 3 of us are attacking the same round, what are our bonuses? cumulatively, or his negative or whatever?
So you get a plus, second person gets a plus one and hit, third person gets a plus two.
Okay, so just two extra. Okay.
So each additional person is a plus one.
So make sure I go first, because there's no way.
Okay, and then you two arrive at the end of the round. So, everybody can make an initial roll.
Okay, so now on the back,
Initiative. You can only initiative rolls too.
How do you roll initiative? You roll two dice and you add
2d10 plus initiative.
And that's roll again, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you want.
Okay.
Well, slow.
For me.
So, what'd you guess?
73.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay. Donald?
53.
So, six.
48.
Eric? 47. Luke? 52. Shannon?
52.
Okay. Okay, so,
Ro. Can I see we're attacking? Look like we're attacking at this round?
So, it looks like probably everybody can attack this
round.
Up to six.
Hey, I'm out of its reach.
What are,
That's true.
What are the layout,
Him? You mean how many you guys are attacking? Or?
I mean, what about, can you delay actions and go later?
Yeah.
How does that work in this game?
You just wait.
Just wait.
More or less. I'll give you a penalty depending on what you actually do later. So.
You take a penalty?
It depends what you're doing later.
Okay, I mean,
all you're doing is waiting for everybody else to go before you. There's no penalty.
Okay. I'll just attack him one more round just to see what everyone's doing.
Okay. So you're next to it right now?
Yeah.
Do a normal attack?
Okay. Clunk again.
Donald? Star Explain?
Critical blow.
Eventually. You're going down,
Go down, monkey.
Eight.
Oh,
hit him.
Oh, getting better. 52 rats.
Huh. So I recognize it? Does it look like the handiwork of blah, blah?
Oh.
Yes,
no.
It looks like a movie monkey.
Oh, come on. It looks like a movie monkey.
That's strange.
You think this such shoddy workmanship could not possibly be any of your enemies.
Oh, man.
Do I know this camera and your dice?
No.
I just shoot it. Let me try...
Okay, go ahead. Okay. 22, that's all. Third attack. And then, Gilmore?
I cast Gilmore's impenetrable hide upon myself.
Alright.
I fail.
Oh well.
Oh!
So you can keep trying until you, succeed or you roll a two.
Let's
see.
But not in the same round,
Dave. No. So, Beacon. So you'll be the first.
You probably can do it multiple times. You have three actions.
You only get one dice action.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. My turn?
Uh-huh. So right now it's got an effective dex of zero.
It does. So can I shoot it in the eye?
Sure. So that is a... a plus eight. So now it's going to affect the dex of eight for you shooting the eye.
Alright.
So you still need a four.
I want to say, shoot it in the eye. Go for the eyes, boys.
That's your second action.
Okay.
The Monday's one. That'll work.
13.
Okay, so you hit it in the eye. The eye is...
The eyes have it.
Okay. So you shoot it in the eye and you blow out one of the eyes.
Well,
it starts smoking a bit.
Yeah, I said go for the eyes, boys.
And then shot one. Like that.
Just like that, he says. Hard to be. Okay, now the robot, or the, well, not plainly a robot.
And it probably shouldn't be able to hit us as well, either.
No, it's got a little negative. But I can always roll really high. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, you're still farther back. You're on the back.
Cincinnati needs a 43 to hit us.
Actually, yeah, what are you doing?
I'm climbing the rest of the way up this back.
Where do you want to go? Head?
Head.
All right, you climb up to the head.
Go through here, if you're the brain.
You try to shoot the other eye? Okay. Make a... Wait, before that?
Acrobatics,
yeah.
Athletics.
You got some kind of acrobatics skill, don't
you? Why don't you see in its
eye hole? You have an acrobatics skill, make an acrobatics.
Okay.
You need a 17.
Dash roll
nah,
plus,
15.
Yeah.
You need a 15.
Dash roll plus the skill?
Plus 2 times the skill.
2 times the skill.
Uh-huh.
And I need a what?
Is that the way all skills work? 2 times skill?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't need to roll.
Effectively.
Wait,
you can always roll a 2.
Not a few.
You can always roll really high and be impressive about it, too.
True. Okay, so I'm on the head, and I try to shoot the eyes.
Okay. Will you monkey blaster?
Does it look like it's something I can swing with the whip and rip it out?
No.
Okay, I'll shoot with some monkey blaster.
Unless you roll amazingly high, but I don't think so.
Monkey
bastard. Alright.
11.
So you hit it, and you blow out the other eye. Hmm. Let's see.
Blind monkey?
I can't see, although I did see that there's a guy, like, right in front of my eye.
Yeah, I think that's where you go.
Oh, well, last monkey's attack. Try to hit you. Okay, so...
Why are you hitting yourself?
Stop hitting yourself.
I'm so hideous as the monkey.
So, Riff has a 6 dex. If you can dodge, but you'll fall.
I'm sure he won't hit you.
One of us can catch him.
Claim that you should be able to dodge by swinging around on your whip.
Oh, yeah. I claim that.
Kevin wants you.
I do, because you whip the ball around the door.
Okay.
And thus he could swing under the arm.
Oh, yeah, perhaps. Okay.
If you want to dodge,
all right, I'll let you do that.
If I fall, do I have a chance of, grabbing an arm?
No, you can dodge.
You can use your whip.
No problem.
Yeah, use the whip.
You jump off with using your whip.
Okay.
While he tries to hit you. Let's see if he rolls high. 17. Let's see. You have a 15, you have a 6, 9, you need the 20 to hit you. Oh well.
I'm a monkey's head.
Alright, so you leap off just before he goes like that. Knock himself backwards.
Lucky you convinced him of that. Of course, you're now swinging from the arm of the ape that might be going over.
Okay, Blind. Can't really do much when I'm blind.
Sense of smell. Hearing.
It's a robot. Doesn't have those things. Okay, so it actually stops.
It just thrash a bell.
No.
Like all
it actually stops and then it
some
starts falling over.
Some of them thrash about.
No, actually,
some
it'll
freeze
stop.
And fall over. Some just freeze. Maybe
yeah, it'll just freeze.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Because there's a reason for that.
I think it's going to explode now.
We'll get closer.
I want to tip it over.
Okay.
I
you push it over.
I'll try to catch it and let it down easy.
Wait. I want to look through and see if there's a little dude in there.
I want to start looking carefully around for someone who was sitting down or carefully watching or something and is leaping up to run now.
The girl?
I want La Diablo to be doing that too.
Shannon's right.
I'm going to check the robot. The opening.
I don't know what that means, but I got 16.
Okay, so let's see.
Wait, you added your it plus will plus your roll?
Yeah.
All right, add my it and my will to that roll.
Yeah.
So my 26.
2 sight wouldn't help, right?
No.
Large difference.
Okay. 10 points.
I just had to do that roll.
Not the other.
So you got 26, not 16, Kevin.
Not the other, only got 17.
The name of this adventure is Lights, Camera, Cobra.
Cobra?
Wait,
Cobra.
Cobra?
How
did it have to be snakes? G.I. Joe, huh?
No, oh, Cobra with a K.
Okay.
Camera with a K?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Lights, Camera,
Cobra. Cobra.
Lights with
okay,
a K, silent
so.
K.
Clyde, camera, Cobra.
So you didn't spot him?
With my 26?
No, you need a 29.
It could be Klieg lights,
I'll
camera.
I'll check the robots to figure out, you know, what's
Cobra. So the robot's tipped over. You catch it fairly easily.
Wait, there might be a person in there. Look out, look out.
He tipped it over. He's trying to let it down easy so it doesn't scrunch things.
You're trying to let Dave down easy?
Yeah.
It's just not going to work out. I'd just like to be friends.
You should like those stuntmen. Hey!
You should leave it up like this. It'll be like a little city monument.
Ooh! City monument.
Gravity stuntman.
Okay.
Kids wide eye.
So the robot's on the ground.
Check the robot. Check the robot.
Look,
you guys,
the head.
Check the robot. There is nobody inside.
Is it
a man? It's not
technology?
One of those.
Hey, somebody who's a detective.
No, not really.
Gilmore Girl.
Gilmore Girl.
Does it look like the work of anyone I know?
Well, so, yeah, so see if you can identify any of this hardware.
Yes, whoever made this monkey to make animals look bad to humans must be destroyed.
Yeah, there's no, like, signature thing.
It's clearly the motivation.
Yeah, the made by fun
table.
I'm going to use my detective skill to try and go over the robot.
See who's the smirching animal kind.
So go ahead and roll 2d10 plus 2 times your detective.
Me too.
Shannon first, because he said it.
Postcards. You still have that, don't you?
Well, that's what he's claiming using. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Let's see.
Double one.
Clearly the work of you.
Of the mayor! Yeah. The mayor!
Is this an artifact?
So usually... shouldn't be too far out. No, so you find the, computer brain, and you figure out that it's some kind of semi... It was, programmed. It was programmed to come out and attack.
Come out of where?
Come out of the sea. Wrong. Attack and destroy. General destruction.
Well, we can see this is clearly a general attack model computer brain.
Yes, but who did it? Who must suffer our wrath?
Irrelevant.
Imprisoned for their crimes against animal kind.
Who's talking to anything?
It was in the ocean before it came here.
Ah, okay.
Genius.
The ocean, you say.
Before it walked out of the ocean.
Anybody else? So you can...
I'll go talk to my fans and see if they're okay.
Oh, yeah, they're all fine. They're all enthusiastic. Okay.
So you who would we talk to about who had the robot last?
So you find the 24. There is also a
so not a 2 but a 24. Take me to your executive producer.
You want to roll 2? Harrison 40 grand.
Is he on the set?
Okay. So you find, like, it's got a little radio receiver, transmitter thing.
Okay.
And obviously the computer is, well, not obviously, but you forgot, you know, the computer is really simple, you know. Unlikely to be able to do this, you know, all the complex things it did.
Okay, so it's remote control.
Well, other than the standard attack brain.
This computer's not smart enough to be a standard attack brain.
Can we figure out the frequency of the remote control when we build one?
What's the frequency, Philip?
Or track it backward.
Okay, yeah. You can roll.
Or, yeah, like
it's a frequency. Don't
pull off. But, no, go ahead and roll.
Open 10?
11. 11? Okay.
Open 10.
Yeah, you can point out the difficulty.
Aha!
Aha, he said.
No, we can.
So, I want to go off real quick to find out how I would find out who owns the robot now.
Okay.
How the hell would you find that out?
It
was a movie prop. So
I'd go quickly.
Studio mic still on it.
I'd go quickly research. Film and stuff like that.
King Kong was what? The new King Kong was what?
It's great being able to do things super fast.
81? 81?
Okay. So you track down like the old storage lot where it's kept, and then you find out that it was stolen like a week ago.
Okay. Then I'll go back to our detectives and say, you can talk to the police, and you guys might want to investigate who stole it.
Wait, when was stolen?
Meanwhile. I wanted to have Dave bring me to the executive producer.
It's the executive producer on the set.
Yeah. Okay. So, exactly.
Wait, you aren't going to piss him off, are you?
Just pretend you don't know him.
Jason Salzberg.
Are you going to piss him off, or are you going to make him happy?
I don't know. His emotions are not a concern of mine.
It depends. Do you like it when he's accused of being a child molester?
Are you going to accuse him of being part of this ape attack?
No.
He's going to ask him if he was. That's not an accusation.
There's not sufficient information to make that type of accusation yet.
All right. Well, he's that one over there. And I'll point to him. I will make it where I'm not going over there with him.
Okay.
I'm afraid he'll ruin my acting career.
Mr. Salisbury.
Such great trust among superheroes.
My name is John Gilmore.
Oh, wait. I don't know who John Gilmore is, do I?
Not particularly.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll walk him over.
Have you received any threats?
No, we haven't actually.
Is there any reason anyone might wish you're filming harm?
What? Oh, anyway.
What was that?
What
was that?
What? How did that go, Kev?
Can't you see I'm trying to eat here?
Man, these executive producers. Always spitting up the caviar.
Why would anybody want...